This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good stuff brewing up for you in the 10 o'clock hour. Dr. Holder is, he surfaced, and I think he's going to be able to join us in this hour, Benjamin, which is good news for all of us. 1-800-361-0067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line. I am, one step away, but before that, I think you have young Wes is teed up.
Yep, I'm right here, Doc. How are you?
I'm good, man. So you've had 1 hour now of overtime. So what, and you're being coached by one of the best prospects in the business. So how's hour one gone from you? What's on your mind?
It's been fantastic. I'm blessed to be working under Ben today. He's teaching me a lot.
You know, we're not joking you. We're not really. This is straight up. It's to be doing what you love to do. Imagine working in sports when you love sports is as close to dream job as anybody can get. And that's the beauty of it. But who are you? Who do you follow? What runs through your veins?
I grew up in Northern Virginia, so... You know, naturally, the Washington Nationals, Commanders, Wizards. But I also have family from Houston, so Astros, Texans. And then my father went to Ohio State, so I watch every single Ohio State game there is.
Oh, you a Buckeye?
Oh, yeah, big time. Not just a fan. Fan is an understatement. I'll call myself a fanatic.
Oh, you're a fanatic.
Oh, yeah.
Man, 23-10, 1970. So yeah, that's a bad. I won't bring that up. It's a bad moment for Buckeye Nation, for doing that. It's that's, you know, I love Buckeye Nation because they're so spirited. And I don't know even if Ben is aware of this, that the big noon, they're like at all these 12 o'clock games and they want a night game.
Yeah, no,
I love. What they've done at the Horseshoe, all kidding aside, it's a great university. They got great tradition. And so that was one of the things that I wanted to get out there.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Have you been to a Buckeyes game?
Oh, yeah. I was at my most recent game was against Tennessee. I was in the student section with a couple of my friends. Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was a big game. For us, obviously, awesome. Leading to the national championship.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, I got something that's going to help you in your education. And you're going to put it to be another feather in your cap. You've got Max, and now you're going to have Dr. Holder. It's also going to be someone that you can put into your resume and say that you actually were able to converse with him. Yeah, I have... been flying wild. It's, you know, it's been crazy. with so much sports going on, and I'm not complaining, great, great period of time to go on. And Lou and I have been doing this a long time together, going back and forth. His schedule's hectic. And, you know, I'm bouncing around. But I just love that because he does soccer, he does lacrosse too. Like Benjamin, he's a man of all sports and one of the best in the area. And we're lucky to have him. And at any time of the year, because, again, he's a man of all sports. But Dr. Holder, we appreciate you carving out time in your busy, busy schedule. But we have a young man who's training today that Benjamin is bringing through, young Wes. So we wanted him to also be a part of this. So courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, Dr. Holder is back. With so much going on right now in all of these venues, all these sports, what are you most looking forward to today?
Well, it's great to be back on with you, Doc. And now I know we have Ben and Wes. You all are in some good company with Mr. Doc Walker there. So it's always good learning. Always good learning. Doc Walker, you don't like the praise, but when I first got to this market, and you and Coach Thompson and, you know, you all inspected me and looked at me and gave me your stamp of approval. And I'll be forever grateful for how you took me in as a young broadcaster here in the area. And I see you're doing it again with the producers that you have. So it's all a family, and I got to get that out of the way because it's always good to give honor where honor is due. So, had to get that out of the way. I know you don't like the praise, but that's who you are. So I don't really ask your permission. I just do it.
I understand.
Question of what I'm looking forward to. Well, just some the progression of seeing this Knicks and Pacers series. I mean, it's just good to see basketball that's intriguing. I'm a hockey guy too. I love hockey, and there's a big portion of people out there that want to see one of the best players in the league win a Stanley Cup. And so Connor McDavid and the matchup, the repeat of last year's, it's intriguing. I mean, when you sign up for the sports deal, you got to love all the sports. And I love hockey just as much as I love all the others. And there's nothing better than to see Lord Stanley in the building, them roll that thing out, and then, you know, people get ready to hoist that trophy.
It's the best ceremony.
Oh my goodness. And then what they do with it afterwards, everybody gets it and takes it around, man. People don't get geeked about the Lombardi or the Larry O'Brien or any other trophy like that. I mean, this thing goes from country to country. It goes worldwide. Like, people get it. They put all kind of crazy things in that cup, but I mean, it's just fun to have to know that it's in the building. And when the Caps had realized it and you knew it was coming to Washington, and even when they put it away at the very end and they put up that banner, man, it's something about that
amazing
Stanley Cup. It's to see it in person and to even realize it, man, it's a big deal because they sent it around to all the stations in the markets that have people in the playoffs before the playoffs start. And man, to see that thing, I mean, you see it on TV, but to see it with your own eyes, that big, huge, beautiful trophy, man, it's something to behold. And a lot of people, the romantic part of a lot of people in the NHL, want to see Connor McDavid get one of those things. So besides those two things, the NBA and the NHL, it's the progression of our Burgundy and Gold, OTAs, the first time that we got to go out there for the media. It's like the first day of school, Doc. You see all your friends and everything like that, and your first time, although a lot of the stuff is you're running around, they're not doing much that we can see or what have you, but it is kind of the unofficial beginning of the school year for the people who cover teams, because after the draft, and this is the first time you assembled media get a chance to see and talk, to see what the people have been doing, how they're living, what's going on, who's there, who's not. So that was a lot of fun. Again, for years of covering foolishness, it's really, really cool to be covering football. And, you know, to ask football questions and to even ask non-football related questions to people that you really, again, I got to give shout out to one member of the media, if I could, Doc, you know, Candy Waller, all these questions about X's and O's. You know, I'm always about the psychological thing about these athletes. And Candy Waller from Bowie TV, she asked Jaden Daniels a question about losing his, you know, former LSU wide receiver teammate to suicide, right? Mm-hmm. And the mental health is real. And of all the questions about, you know, his weight and how he's feeling out there, he really, really appreciated reporters asking questions about him. About, and that's one thing I pride myself on, and you've always told me about, you know, there's much more than just the X's and O's, and Jaden Daniels has a lot on his plate. I think a lot of people might have forgot that he lost one of his good friends to a terrible incident, and that's the kind of stuff you get at the OTAs when you ask those good probing questions to get to know the people that are on the field. They're all talented. They all got athletic abilities. But I like asking questions like Candy did about the person, about Dan Quinn, about the anybody, anywhere, anytime, like the mental makeup of what moves grown men. That is always cool for me when I go out there.
How about Tunsil and Lattimore? Because those were two names that were brought up. And we're going to probably, until the end of time, discuss whether it's mandatory or whether it's voluntary. And I think both sides are right on it. I don't think there's a cut in, you know, in iron that one's right and one's wrong. But I find arguments on both that I think is so simple that when this is all, this is what you do for a living, you're going to work out anyway. Even if you don't have to participate, why wouldn't you just show up?
Well, some of it may be contract related. Some of it, maybe not. So I can't really. I've again, it's a different type of absence than it was in the past. Again, foolishness versus football, Doc. When we used to go out there and cover Chase Young not being out there and other people not being out there, it was always like, okay, what kind of mess is going on now? This kind of is just clear cut and clear. Like maybe there's some contract stuff going on, but when you have a Adam Peters in the building and a Dan Quinn, even Dan Quinn, the way he approached that, I mean, the coaching there is just, it's just top notch. So he answered that question about people not being at OTAs by saying it's not a one size fits all for everything. Boom. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a master class in how you handle a reporter's question about, okay, is there any type of this? He said it's been a fantastic offseason, but not one size fits all for everything.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he covered his people. That's a master class.
Yeah. Very well said. Very well said. And that really, it doesn't, I think you can win an argument on either side if you're that bored and you got nothing else to do, you can win on the other side. But to me, it's going to still come down to making plays in the game in September. And my focus is the New York Football Giants, period.
Yeah.
Period. And so.
Yeah. It's a long, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Yeah, I mean, so those guys not being there. Yeah. Lattimore, whatever. That was it for me. Okay, they're not here. And then coach addressed why the people that are not there. Okay, so when June 10th and 11th and the 12th and it's a mandatory minicamp, well, then I'll ask more questions. But right now, right now, the first week of OTAs, it's a non-story for me. I mean, I don't know how better you could say it. You might have put on a T-shirt. One size doesn't fit all for everything. Boom. Move on. I mean, I just know that when you trust the management upstairs, it's not because there's some police issue or the FBI is not raiding your building. There's not dumb stuff going on. But this happens all over the NFL. People are not showing up for voluntary OTAs because there may be a contract or they're resting or whatever like that. okay, yeah, I think it probably would have been cool for Tunsil. This is the first time with your team to be there. But at the end of the day, if that man shows up in September, do I really care what happens in the end of May? Nah. Been around this block too many times.
And on that note, I will agree with you. And I'm running up on a break. Otherwise, I'd argue with you a little bit on it, because I just have a problem with the advisors of certain people that's track records don't give them the right of benefit of the doubt. But that we'll do on another day and another topic. But I won't forget this one.
No.
And I hope you have a blessed day, my brother. Lou, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You as well. Take care, guys.
All right. And enjoy the ball game with your pops. Lou Holder, who just spirited dialogue, man, that makes your brain work. And that's a good thing. We'll take a break at 10:14 here on Overtime, 1-800-636-1067. Got a lot going on, and you can join us talking sports. Where else would you want to be doing right now at this time? Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Supply.
Capital Overtime, DOC. Oh, boy. Benjamin, you're doing a little training session today. And the young fella, I think so far, is passing with flying colors. I mean, who else wants to come on and be evaluated with a magnifying glass? Wes is probably going, I didn't sign up for this crap. I just came here, I'm learning new vocation, doing something I want to do. And this jackass is broadcasting me all the way across the country. Matter of fact, with the Odyssey app, all across the world. But he's ready for it. And that's what I like. Because there's no breaking the armor, is it? None. No breaking the armor. Let's go out to the phone lines. Patrick in the District of Columbia. Welcome.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Love when my boy Lou gets to come up and chop it up. And Coach Nocky, of course, the DMV callers, we enjoy what we do and the privilege to do it. Never take it for granted.
Hey, I don't want to speak for everybody, but we enjoy it too, Doc. I love it when you're – I love your perspective, and I know you bleed burgundy and gold just as much as the fan base does in D.C. Whenever I hear you talk, especially when it's post-game, I hate to say you're the only one that I can really tolerate after we lose to really feel like – I feel like you understand our pain, and we've been doing a lot more winning than losing, knock on wood, but you feel the pain and you also feel the victory, and that's kind of what I wanted to ask you a question on is,
okay.
You know, last year coming into the season for Jaden Daniels and this regime, I think the leash was pretty long because we were just so terrible, and I think we've been so used to ineptitude for decades. And just to put it in perspective, before this season, the last time I saw us win a playoff game, I was in fifth grade when we beat the Buccaneers in Tampa with Mark Brunell and Clinton Portis and all them.
Oh, I remember that, brother. That was a glorious day in my life. Yes.
Yeah. So my question to you is, you know, what – I'm a skeptical fan. I'm also realistic. You know, I'm coming into the season for the first time in a long time with hope, like a lot of other people. But I'm worried about what could go wrong because a lot can go wrong. You know, injuries is obviously the one thing that you worry about.
Yep.
There's not too much you can control with that. You know, they got the offensive line beefed up, which is great. But what do you think could go wrong that would make us not be as good this year? You know, what keeps you up at night that's saying, okay, like if the Commanders don't do this or if they do this, then this is what can make this season, year two of Jaden not go
Nothing.
As well. What are your thoughts
Nothing
on that?
Nothing keeps me up at night because injuries are a part of it. But that's why when a guy doesn't show up, the backup gets more work. And DQ understands that. Because we have professionals running the program, that's their job, and they're on it. Because it's about depth. And me, because I'm an orthodox in my thinking, and why wouldn't I be? Because I've done it. We've been through it. If you're not focused on the Giants right now, and no, that's wrong. I shouldn't say it that way. As a fan, you have the right to do whatever the hell you want to do. You can start thinking about the playoffs right now or the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, you can go buy tickets and book a hotel right now if you feel like doing it. That's your prerogative. But for me, this is a long process, and we're taking the steps that is necessary, and that's depth. The team that won the world championships in your backyard, you got to play them twice. So this is for real. And that's what DQ, he gets it. They understand it. That's how they train. So they're not going to get caught off guard. The staff, the ownership, the leadership is intact. The guys now have no other choice. Almost like OKC, the team that runs itself, you don't have to worry about. You're not going to see these guys in headlines. They may have an apple here or two. They'll police themselves. So I say, Patrick, we're in good hands. Things happen. The way that ball bounces around, but I don't think the trend for us is stability, not instability. Have a magnificent day, man. Enjoy your weekend. Don't sweat it. Damascus is our next stop. Christopher, welcome home.
How you doing, brother?
Couldn't get any better, man. Talking ball.
I know.
Having
Koufax,
a product that I can represent.
You said Koufax and Wills. I'll trump that with Frank Robinson and Brooks Robinson. And
No. And it's a great, hey, look, one of the greatest honors I've had was being able to play 18 with Brooks Robinson, meeting Frank Robinson. I mean, running the Nats, buying being a season ticket holder, being at RFK.
No, we don't argue.
I'm not
disrespecting. I'm not disrespecting. I'm not doing it. I love that. Kovacs, I love Sandy Kovacs, the best pitch. Sandy Kovacs is make these guys look stupid. And I'd appreciate some little love on Ricky Henderson this year, you know, because he's one of the all-timers that didn't have a home, kind of, sort of. And I wish baseball would honor him a little bit more. Ricky Henderson's, I mean, come on, who's the best leadoff hitter in all of baseball?
No, I'm just honoring me being 12. I think when you're a little leaguer, whatever you grew up with, you have the right to live with that for your whole life, no matter who you are. I'm following the Nats. I'm crazy about the Nats. But I grew up a Dodger.
I grew up wearing that.
I'm never, ever going to depart from that. And when the Nats beat the Dodgers, to go to where I was pulling for the Nats. Because this is where I'm at right now.
I got it. And I love Oral Hershiser. He's one of the – Oral Hershiser, Dwight Gooden, Dave Stewart, the best pitchers. I'm a pitcher guy. I'm a pitcher. I'm into pitching.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's why Bob Gibson was my hero. Christopher, got to rip and run, man. Mitchellville's my next stop. Ronnie, welcome to overtime.
Peace and love, Doc.
Oh, no, Pittman. Oh, wait a minute. Benjamin.
Yep.
This is Lieutenant Ronnie.
Oh. I didn't know that I was speaking with someone with high class.
This is radio royalty.
Okay.
I know you didn't know. That's why I'm here to school you. You just put Ronnie. No, this is Lieutenant Ronnie.
I'm learning every day,
brother,
right?
My brother, man. How are you?
I'm great, Doc. First of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And you're one of the few people, Doc, that I can listen to and respect their opinion. One, you're knowledgeable. Two, you play the game. And three, you're a realist. And you know that I have the utmost respect for you as a broadcaster and a man, Doc. And I don't get on here like I did back in the day. Very seldom, you know, listen to the radio anymore. But when I heard you, I said, man, I got a call. That's my man. That's my 100 grand.
Man, I tell you what, this makes my day. Can we go back? Strober, see, these young guys I have now, and I appreciate that. It's like Coach did for us, you know. And part about this is how long can you be a part of it and you really appreciate how things change, how some things stay the same. And this is our fan base. We have a magnificent group of people that have been following this thing we do for a long time. Man, I'm great to hear your voice because, you know, it's life. And with that, life and death, it happens. And I'm still saddened, pump it up, that we lost a true, true warrior of Burgundy and Gold and of D.C. sports. And that saddened me to no end. That brother was just effervescent, and it goes. But I'm glad to hear your voice. I hope you're healthy and happy, and let's not make this the last time. Dr. Sabah, stay on the line. We got to pay a few bills. We will get back to you after the break. 1-800-636-1067 is the MGM National Listener Line. Overtime. Man, this Odyssey app thing is great. It's fantastic, and I urge you to jump all over it. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus supply.
Ten 34 in the nation's capital. Overtime, Doc Walker on the microphone. Ben Strober. Training, teaching. Young West getting it going on, and we are honored that at 1-800-636-1067, the MGM National Listener Line, Dr. Sabah has found her way back. Doctor, we thought you had kind of outgrown us. Maybe you had.
Never.
You know. Okay. Okay.
Never, Doc. Listen, I didn't know you were on. Chris said that the other guy, and I like Hoffman. I mean, you know, but I can't spread myself too thin, you know.
So
I went on. I was busy. I was doing things, and then Athens.
You have a life. Now we just chop.
I do, but
what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, happy birthday. You look younger every year. And I forget what gentleman mentioned that you talked about golfing with Robinson and all. Well, the my most exciting person I've ever met. I met a lot of like interesting people, you know, sports guys, you know, Kevin Durant, Antoine Jameson, Joe Theismann, I've met a lot of Dirk Nowitzki, you know, Raymond Fell. I mean, just tons of them, right? Michael Jordan. But the most interesting, my two favorites, and they're kind of tied there, is one Taylor Heineke and one Rick Doc Walker. You remember that day when I met both of you guys? That was the highlight of who I ever met. So I just want to put that out there. Yeah, this is nice. And then I want to chat. Well, I'll be watching the Knicks game tonight. I'm hoping they lose because I want Indiana to win it all because I like the way they play. They were at Golden State back in the day with all the three-pointers, and I like three-pointers. That's kind of the game I like to watch. So that's my vote on that one. I wish Caitlin Clark was still around because I can't bear watching the games without. It's just not fun. But I tell you, that Sabrina Ionescu, I think she's the best player in the league. I really do. She might not be as exciting as Caitlin Clark, but she's probably got the best all-around game out of anybody. So I was watching that game last night with the Liberty.
Oh, yeah, she's a beast.
Yeah, she's really good. Yeah, so here's the deal. Do not like the optional, what is it, OTAs? Is it optional, I think it's called? I think that if someone, Doc, think about this. When you ask your kid or something, or not even ask them, and they know that you like a Diet Coke at the end of the day, and they just bring it to you. Here's Father. Isn't that much better than when you say, bring me a Diet Coke, and they say no, you say, bring it now, and then they bring it. And you're like, well, now that Diet Coke don't taste as good, because you'd rather have it when they want to bring it to you. So this is how I think of these OTAs. If I'm a coach and I'm an organization, I want my players, including Terry, I don't care if you're last year of your contract, you should be there. You should want to be there. And I don't want any more renegotiating contracts a year early. He had a four-year deal, whatever it was. I love Terry to death. But we already paid him, the team paid him for injury coverage on that deal. So you need to get your butt to training camp, and I think that no one should be allowed to renegotiate until the end of their contract, and you get 1 month. That's it. 1 month, because this going back and forth is too long. 1 month. Poop or get off the pot. That's what I would do if I was the commissioner of the NFL, because I'm tired of all these people holding out, talking about they don't want to get injured. Well, if you get injured, Terry, guess who has to pay the bill if you got a brand new contract? The team. And then we're hit with cap problems. So,
let me let you know a little secret, Sabal. Yes. You'll never be commissioner. Sir. You will never be commissioner.
I know.
It.
I know, but that's
but I can
what
tell
I
you
want.
What, though. We yes, still sir. Love you. Have a fantastic
exactly.
day. Let me
you
tell
too,
you something.
Buddy.
In life, as you well know, it's all about leverage. You cannot tell a man or a woman what to do when they have leverage. It's what makes the world turn. So you do what you got to do, and you base somebody's their reputation tells you who they are. With Terry, I'm not concerned about Terry. Matter of fact, I'm not concerned about any of them. That's DQ's issue. He's got to be concerned about them. And I think he trusts the guys that he trusts. What I'm concerned about are guys' track record. If you don't have a track record that I trust, now that's an issue.
Doc, are you concerned yes, then with Tunsil's track record?
Well, because that's my point. See, my thing is, here's my contribution.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say, and I would really love to talk to Big L about this.
Oh, he's fired up.
I think he would agree. Huh?
He's yeah. fired up about
no,
it.
No, I agree with Big L. I agree with Big L. But here's what but not so much to Tunsil, but to his advisors. He's already convinced me I don't want him making decisions for me. But his advisor. See, because this kid has a lot of talent. I would say to him, if I ever had a chance to talk to him, dude, you got Hall of Fame talent. Why don't you go ahead and become a Hall of Famer and be rich for life? Why are you settling for just being a Pro Bowler? A lot of those guys end up being broke. Be a Hall of Famer and be rich for life. But that's not my job.
Yep.
That's what I see in him. So if you saw me and the first time I was introduced to you in the public and you had a gas mask on, I would want to get that thought out of your mind forever. If I'm a professional athlete, and I understand both sides, if you want me to be there, make it mandatory. If it's not mandatory, it's not. Then I could say, well, wait a minute, it's a brand new team. How about a first impression? You ain't got to do nothing when you're there. You're just there. Then it ends this. That would be my advice. To his people, I would have said, as an advisor, get your behind over there and just do a walkthrough and go back home. End of discussion.
Well, you know what Linnell was a little bit ticked off about, and I kind of see where he's coming from on this, was that the entire offseason, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters said that there was only one man on the offensive line that did not have to compete for his spot, and it was Laremy Tunsil. So the incentive maybe to even show up and make that first impression isn't there for him because he thinks he's being brought in based on what he's done, which is true. He is being brought here because he has had a great career so far.
Yeah,
but he's not as focused on making that first impression, you know, with this team. He's part of this team, the brotherhood now.
I agree with. I can understand where Linnell is coming from with that as well. But again, here's my point. My point is about don't let other men develop your standards. You should develop your own. Follow me?
Yeah.
Why is this guy sitting around waiting for himself? That's what I'd like him to do.
What do you think about Lattimore, though?
That's what I would like him to do. Huh?
What do you think about Lattimore?
Well, I love him. I think he's hurt. I think he's sacrificed and took the hit for a new team and to establish himself. He's like a sprinter playing with a hamstring. How fast you want him to be? You know, and so I think that as a sprinter, as a corner, it's one of the toughest jobs in all the sports. And if you go out there and you're not 100%, you're doing that for you and your teammates because you think even 80% you're better than everyone else. Hey, he sacrificed. I think if he's healthy, he's a dog. I love him. I think he could have very easily just walked out there and squashed it. But I don't think he gives a damn. And I got to respect the man for whatever task he takes. My contribution was as an advisor. I would have said, hey, man, look, you know, you get more. But that's his course to take. And then all this would have been squashed. Because in the end, all that matters is production. He could have shown up. If he gets burned up in the beginning, they're going to boo him out of this town because they already have an attitude right now. It's already contentious. The relationship right now is that way, but it's just lack of understanding. The dude's got skills. He's got one of the toughest jobs in football. But how he chooses to go about this, you know, he's missed a lot of ball, not just here.
In New Orleans, too.
Yeah, that's my thing. So a guy who misses games, he got to ask himself, maybe I'm doing something, my training, whatever it is, that's on him. It's a you problem. I'm just saying get it fixed. They drafted the kid in the third round, so they're trying to get better. But this is a sport you can't wait on one guy other than the quarterback. Everybody else, you know, you on your own.
And, Doc, I like how you brought up the point about, you know, people are already a little bit scrutinized to him. Because of him playing injured throughout the playoffs, you know, he didn't fare too well against Mike Evans and A.J. Brown. And those are tough guys to guard. But as you mentioned, the hamstring was bothering him, and I commend him for playing throughout the playoffs like he did.
A lot of guys would have just not played. I respect him.
Now that he has the fan base almost in a polarizing state against him because of how he played, him missing the OTAs, it makes it that much worse. Because Chase Young, he missed OTAs after his rookie year. And he was the talk of the town. He was the defensive rookie of the year. And all of a sudden, he missed OTAs, and then he tears his ACL, and then nobody wants him around anymore. It's that quick.
Well, he missed OTAs, and they say he was filming a commercial.
Yeah, he said, got to make the money.
It was just poor. Again, where's the advisor?
It was just stupid.
Where's the advisor?
It was idiotic.
Slim. You can do your commercial. Keep it on the down low. It's just poor advice. It's just mismanagement. It's not just mismanagement. On the field, it's mismanagement off the field as well. If someone would just simply keep people out of your business, stay private, or you don't owe people your life, you owe them to ball out and be a good citizen. But eventually, that's what happens when you're in a bad environment. This is a good environment now, but it's debatable, and it really is a good topic, and I appreciate that. 1045, the nation's capital. We'll take a break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Got a lot of topics to mix it up. Hop aboard. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. 1050, in the nation's capital. DOC on a microphone here, hot and popping. And Strober the Terp is doing his thing. And we may have an announcement. We may make it a little later on in the show. We may not. He's doing a great job training today. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's lit up. Chris out in Sterling joined us now. Christopher, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, sir, for taking the call.
My man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I'm a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan, but I'm interested in what you think about James Cook going public so early with a pretty aggressive contract request, because it seems in some ways that it puts him and the Bills against the wall to some degree and minimizes their ability to negotiate. But I'm very interested in your thoughts. Over to you.
Now, if is it James or is it James' agent? It's always James, but well, how's he represented?
Well, you know, he's got an agent, but, you know, I've also heard his brother might be influencing him to some degree, too.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to all sports, the idea of injury is there. You like to keep the revenue, the business part aside. That's the way I think it ought to be done. But to each man on his own, short, limited window of opportunity that he's kind of got to max it out. And it's tough because I could take both sides on it. Team sport, but everybody makes a different amount of money. So that Oklahoma Thunder camaraderie you see, that's the rarity of it. That's why I'm so attracted to it, because it is so rare. That's why the great teams are unselfish. And they really do sacrifice. And a lot of times people are grossly underpaid on great operations, or people sacrifice. I've never seen it where it works out where it's just perfect. It's tough. But if you make winning the first thing about it, that's the easiest way I know to figure it out. And even with that, it's going to be some people that don't win financially. But that's why you do your negotiations when you do it. Once you agree on it, you should play it out. You should play it out. I don't know if that answers it for you, but it's tough.
Yeah, all good. I know these careers can be very short, suddenly short. You do have to maximize your career, if you will. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just wonder if maybe it wasn't the best tactic to go public just so early, because, again, it just makes it hard for them to come to agreement.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever go public. Yeah. I think it should be a business deal between your agent and the GM and the people that you're dealing with. Because your commitment is to your teammates and staff and the people that you work with day to day. But it never works out that way. You know, somebody, look at the Aaron Rodgers situation. How'd you like to be in his camp? How'd you like to be one of his teammates? Yeah. You know, and it seems like it's selfish in some instances, but that's the way it goes. It's not always fair. But you're right to say it. In Buffalo, what a great environment. What a fan base. What a unity. What a unified group, as it appears. But, you know, can you blame him for trying to get to maximize his effect, his deal?
No, I don't blame him. I know, not at all. I think I just questioned the tactic, but I don't blame him whatsoever. And I hope they get it worked out. But it does make it more difficult, I think, when you go public.
I agree. But maybe maybe if he wins it, if he gets it, then he did the right thing. Or is it him or is it his people? That's the whole point where we're going to keep going over this and over this until we try to figure it out. Never, it's a short career, short span. One Achilles, one knee, he's out. And we'll just move on to the next player. We'll see what happens. Appreciate the call, Chris. JYD in the District of Columbia.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Good, man. Good.
Well, the way I look at everything is that over the course of the week, we had the Ant-Man. He was different radio stations and other TV stations and talk shows. They were anointing him as the next face of the NBA and all that, and then we
if he won.
You know, and then you look at the OTA situation, this and that. This is the way it happens. He answered the question after the loss, and he said he wasn't hurt by it because he was only 23, and he's got many more years, to try this. He was sad or hurt because he didn't get it from Mike Conley.
Right.
But when you look at all these things, whatever, is that the sports writers and people, even when it's not involved in sports, people ask questions. And then when the person doesn't answer it the way you want it to be answered, then it's the worst terrible thing. You know, I saw all week long, I heard them, lambast this guy, Anthony Edwards, because he didn't say he was hurt. He didn't do the whatever. Now look, hurt about a basketball game? The man lost his he lost his grandmother. He lost his mother. That's hurt. That's hurt. But see, you know, all this stuff is really trivial. You know, about OTAs and all this or whatever. We lambasted Chase Young because he didn't do it. But now we're talking about Terry McLaurin because he didn't do it. We're talking about the defensive back because he's not doing it. Look, it happens in every organization. That's what happens or whatever.
Yeah, you know, JYD, your points are very well taken. But it's also the news cycle. So if it happens, it's going to be discussed because it's the news cycle. We're not going to just not talk about it because it's not that big a thing. It's the part of the news cycle. The question is, how big a thing do you make it? Some make it a big thing. It's their prerogative. Some don't make it anything. And that's my prerogative. We'll go to break on that. We come back. We'll keep the topic going. You can join in. 1-800-636-1067. Are we making this up? Are we making a mountain out of a molehill? That's what the old folks used to say back in the day. Holla at your boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.